Arkansans cast their votes in the primary election over a week ago. But in Benton County, the race for the Republican nomination for District 90 state representative continued this week as officials counted ballots by hand. The district includes portions of Rogers, Lowell, Bethel Heights, Cave Springs, Elm Springs, and Springdale. Ozarks at Large's Antoinette Grajeda traveled to the Benton County Election Commission's Rogers office yesterday to observe the process. And she brings us this report.
An initial count following the May 22nd primary had Representative Jana De La Rosa ahead of her challenger Kendon Underwood by just 3 votes. On May 24th, a recount of all ballots cast in the primary increased De La Rosa's lead to 4. Russell Anzalone, chairman of the Benton County Election Commission, says there are no automatic recounts, even if a race is close.
It is up to the individual that loses the race in order to come before the commission and tell them that they wish to have a recount. They are then charged 25 cents per vote to a maximum of $1,500, regardless as to how many ballots had been cast. Okay. Then we will set a time to do the recount.
Yesterday's recount was a result of Kendon Underwood paying that fee.
The margin obviously was incredibly close, and so when it's that close, you just kind of have to make sure that the number is correct.
At noon yesterday, Russell Anzalone and his fellow election commissioners gathered in their Rogers office to count each ballot by hand.
I had a commissioner on each side of me. One was counting the ballots for Representative De La Rosa. The other was counting the ballots for Mr. Underwood. They would count 50 ballots and then pass them on to one of the election commission staff. They would go ahead and re-verify that there was 50 counted in that pack, and then they'd mark them down and then add them all up afterwards.
Anzalone started by counting undervotes, ballots where the voter did not cast a vote for either individual in this race.
Anyone may look at a specific race and they don't know anything about the two individuals, and rather than just check a block, they don't check any block. So that is an undervote.
After about 35 minutes, Anzalone announced the results of the recount.
After the ballots were recounted twice, we came up with 1,066 for Underwood, 1,069 for De La Rosa, and 39 undervotes. The additional one ballot for Underwood was a provisional ballot that we counted later on after this count was made.
A provisional ballot is a ballot that's been cast by someone who did not meet all the requirements for voting. For example, they may have shown up to the polls without an ID, which was required in Arkansas for this election. The results of the primary election will be certified Friday.
Certification is we still have military ballots that are out there. They have until Friday in order to come in. And once the mail is delivered, that's why we do it at 4 o'clock, to give the mail an opportunity to come in. And then we go ahead to find out whether there are any of those military ballots that have been sent in, and we add those to the totals. There are not any military ballots outstanding that would affect race 90.
Kendon Underwood arrived following the official recount and conceded to his opponent.
I don't really know what the future holds, to be honest with you. Obviously, there's a 3-vote difference, and so congratulations to Jana De La Rosa on winning this race. It's a hard-fought race. Not really sure what's going to be next.
But so. This was your first go, right?
It is. And it was a lot of fun, and I enjoyed it, and appreciate every single vote and every voter that came out.
State Representative Jana De La Rosa says she knew the race would be close, but didn't realize it would be this close. This is the second time in a week she's come to the Benton County Election Commission's office for a recount. As commissioners looked over ballots yesterday, she sat at the back of the room with her mom.
It's not that I was concerned about what the count was going to be, but if they were going to go to all the trouble to count all my ballots, mm-hmm. I'm going to go to the trouble to come sit here and watch. I think it's just a respect thing.
While it has taken time, De La Rosa says it's been an enlightening experience.
Mostly I just learned how the process works. I met a couple of commissioners I hadn't met before. I met staff. It's just good to know how everything operates, and you don't usually have the reason to come do it and stick your nose in all their business unless something like this happens. So it's been a big learning experience for me. I'm grateful for it.
This isn't the first time a Benton County race has been this close. In 2012, Anzalone says a candidate won a race by 2 votes. Although there may be some complications with tight races, Anzalone says no one has complained about the voting process.
It's gone very smoothly. In fact, while I was checking the different locations on Election Day, I was stopped by several people to say this is really an excellent way to vote. It is the easiest that I've ever had to vote. So, and I think people are very happy that not only do they vote electronically, but they can also see their ballot that they are voting. Because there's always question, you know, I push these buttons, is that what actually counted? So now they can actually take a look at that paper ballot before they put it into the tabulator.
If there is a discrepancy, Anzalone says a voter will be given another ballot. However, they only have three chances to get it right. Arkansas's general election is November 6th. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Antoinette Grajeda.